Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett's hanging out behind the glass, in for Dylan today. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. All right, guys, do you remember your picks from Friday?
I do not. I know that I had the under in Ohio State, Indiana, which, let's go. Felt good about that. I also pretty sure I picked Jacksonville State.
You did. You did that out of spite, though.
I told you I'm done with the bonuses. And, I'm done.
Well, the bonus is all, I mean, if without the bonus, I'd have been I would have had a really bad weekend. I just went completely off the board. I mean,
yeah.
All right. Well, it's time to man up.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to tap in Garrett here to help us with Man Up G-Money. Monday. He kept a record of everything you guys talked about.
I sure did. And here we're going to start with Bo. It's the Alabama and Georgia SEC championship game. Let's take a listen.
I am going to take the over on this game. 47.5. There's something about these two when they play in neutral field. They normally score points in this game, so I'm taking the over.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
How about new?
Yeah, that one didn't go super well.
Like Georgia held up there into the bargain. They scored points. I don't know what Alabama was doing.
That was Bama catching strays over here. Yeah,
well, because they cost me a win.
It was absolutely brutal from every aspect for Bama's offense. So, yes, can't laugh at you on that.
And speaking of brutal, Mike Johnson's pick. Oh,
but if you think, Allie, that I'm about to get on this show and pick anybody other than Big Game DeBoer over at Alabama, you've lost your mind. Give me the Tide. Plus the 2.5. And you're giving me points.
I don't regret it.
I've got some bad news.
I don't regret it.
Is it time to retire the Big Game DeBoer? The death hoodie or whatever they call it?
Yeah.
The,
I don't know.
I mean, he's because.
There's people that keep track of those things. How many times DeBoer wins in each shirt. So that's unfortunately where we're at right now.
It's the 2024 hoodie because I know because I got the identical Falcons hoodie.
Yeah.
And it was good luck, but apparently not so much anymore.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, he was undefeated in it, and I think until the Oklahoma game this year.
See, there you go. There's people to keep track of.
Pretty sure. I saw it on social media. All right, the second pick here, it is, of course, the Big Ten Championship game. But Morgan, you're first.
I'm not a huge believer in Indiana. I'm taking Ohio State minus the points. I mean, I know they're giving those points up, but I don't care. I'll take them minus four.
Psych! That's the wrong number!
Don't over...
That ain't it.
Wow.
That ain't it.
I mean...
Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
You don't regret it. I can see your face.
I don't care. I mean,
it was a surprise to a lot
of people. Ohio State lost, honestly.
No, it's a good pick. Definitely a good pick. And Mike, this is what you had to say.
I think this is one of those games that's an absolute midfield slugfest rock fight for a little bit. And at some point, one of the offenses is going to make a play. I just don't think that play will get them to 48 points. So give me the under 47.5 on that.
Come on, man. That's too easy.
Let's go. Feel good about it, man. What was the what was our record total on the weekend there, G Money?
I don't have your actual. I can calculate all of that here.
I went 2-3.
Did you?
I ain't going to say that because I missed the Jaguars game because I don't need to hear all of them. I got their Steelers game plus 6, which you went opposite me.
Yeah,
I picked the under in the Colts Jags, and
I think
that
I had a really really bad weekend.
That didn't
I might
turn
have
out.
1-4,
and I got cashew. So I went 2-3.
Unfortunate.
So
unfortunate.
I'm now 31. And 30.
What was the second NFL game we picked?
The Colts-Jags.
I can't remember what I got in that one. Probably not good.
Well, do you want to figure it out? We'll see. We'll see. Bo, your first year?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's a rivalry game. I know that Pittsburgh got their doors beat in last week, but this is a rivalry game, and I'm taking the Steelers plus 6.
Come on, man. That's too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you. I knew that one. I knew that was gonna. That was easy for me. I had a feeling about that.
Is that
game.
What it was?
No way.
It was easy.
Yeah, it was easy.
Okay.
I mean, I knew Aaron Rodgers was gonna step up.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Stop it.
Yep. Steelers or Ravens, and this is what Mike had to say.
No, I'm gonna take the over 42.5 on this one. I think both these offenses have had question marks. I think Lamar Jackson is not quite as nimble as he once has been with the injuries he has suffered, and obviously, you know, the situation with Pittsburgh is what it is. But
Let's give
me the over in this one, 42.5.
This month.
Easy money, baby.
Look at that.
Easy money. You're telling me the only two picks I missed were the teams from the state of Alabama? I'll take that. You know what I mean? I'll take that. I'll wear that on my sleeve. Love it, man. Good stuff.
All right. Well, we'll do it again on Friday. That's always fun. But and I know this pains you, Mike, but let's rewind to the Bama-Georgia game. I'm sorry to bring it back up.
Yeah.
But it was a big game. We got to talk about it today.
The tideth did not rolleth in that one. And honestly, I think it was for a lot of Alabama fans, it's the way in which they lost. All the credit, I believe, goes to Georgia and Kirby Smart, to Glenn Schumann, to Mike Bobo. They are the best coaching staff in the country. For me, you could pick either one of those guys to win the Broyles Award. You really could. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really do feel that way. I know a lot has been made about Kalen DeBoer, and I think Ty Simpson throughout first two-thirds of the season – so good. Ryan Grubb, the way they were drawing it up, so good. I hated the game plan that they tried to implore against Georgia and how they tried to move forward in that. We're talking about a game in Athens where you throw a screen to a left tackle right? And then you get in the SEC championship game, and you try to just throw the ball from the pocket. You try to be methodical. It was not going to happen.
You ran 16 times in the game for minus 3 yards. All right.
Awful.
Now, I know the Ty Simpson number is really brings it away.
Sure,
six for lost 28 yards on six carries, but a lot of people are trying to hit me up. Yeah, but they didn't have Jam Miller. Hey, man,
I hate to
break it to you, but if you're Alabama and you can't run the football because you're missing one, you have minus 3 rushing yards in a full game because you lost one player, that's not how Alabama, Georgia, that's not how football factories work in the SEC. It's not real. It was bad. It's been bad all year. I know because I know an Alabama guy.
Yeah.
Or two.
One. And then he probably focuses on the run game, if I'm not mistaken, that guy you do know. I'll say this, too. Josh Cuevas, the tight end, 80, he was out of the game. He's a bigger loss. He's a bigger loss for that offense than I think Jam Miller is. I think that he's such a clutch player out at the tight end position. Add in LT Overton. I don't think you can point to injuries all you want to. I don't think it had anything to do with it. It's not like Georgia hasn't dealt with injuries as well. They just rose to the occasion, played a better brand of football, played a tougher brand of football, and you couldn't get it done for whatever reason. It just – there's no way to sugarcoat that. You got whooped.
Yeah. Had they not beat you – see, the reason Alabama got in the playoff is because they actually have a win over Georgia.
That's right.
And that's a big win. It doesn't matter when they played. I can't stand – yeah, but that was like week five. Okay, so the games not matter before November?
Yeah.
If I think the committee tells you – the committee proved that every game all year matters, from week one to week five. But – it's the first time second time and since DeBoer's been there where it looks like Alabama got outclassed completely at every phase on the field, coaching staff, preparation, everything against Oklahoma last year in Norman, and then this game. And I don't know if it was a perfect storm or what, but it just looked like they got outclassed.
It was bad.
Another game that we got to talk about a little bit more is Ohio State in Indiana. Of course, Indiana beat Ohio State 13-10. Kind of a shock to everyone.
I just don't feel like it was that shocking, given the fact that – yeah, no. I think I think you're right because I think – and even people in my own household of the weekend going, Ohio State's going to win a national title. And it just not how it works. They haven't been held to task for the most part of this year. Indiana is such a physical team, and I am a firm believer – just like the way that the Georgia and Alabama game played out. When you play with that level of physicality in the trenches and you're able to hit people in the mouth, that reverberates throughout your entire team. And Indiana played with that. I mean, that they played to hit Ohio State, a much more talented Ohio State team, in the mouth, and the entire team kind of felt that presence.
I think one of the biggest plays in the game was the first play of the game where the defensive end or a lineman just absolutely hammers Mendoza. I mean, knocked him out of the game. And his brother has to come in for a snap or two, and then Mendoza comes back in. That, to me, because what happened was is in the way I look at that situation is basically Ohio State's like, we're bringing it to you.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Game on.
Yeah, what do you got?
Game on.
And, I think it surprised me too, Allie, because I ignored what Indiana was showing me all year because of – I got a little bit basically in that box where I'm like, you guys did this last year and you couldn't beat Ohio State.
Sure.
You couldn't, you got just absolutely hammered by Notre Dame in the playoff. You're the same team. And they're not because they made adjustments in the portal, et cetera. The other thing I would say is I thought Caleb Downs had a statement where he was talking about the difference in the Big Ten and the SEC. And he's like, in the Big Ten, you have weeks off. The SEC, it's every week.
Everybody heard that, didn't they? That's
and when the best, one of the top five players in the entire country who's played in both conferences says that, I think you should listen.
Yeah, I think that we're going to get the wake-up call in just 1 second. I want to hear how people's weekends were. Just simply put, wake-up call, how was your weekend? I lived through a complete nightmare at Mercedes-Benz Stadium all weekend. A complete nightmare where my college team got beat by 21, and my pro team got beat by 28. A complete nightmare. There was, however, one bright spot. You guys know me. I kept getting questions all week last week. Hey, man, you going to the game? Hey, man, you going to the game?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you going to the game? No, I wasn't. And you know why? My 3-year-old daughter had a dance recital at 2 o'clock on Saturday. There was no decisions to be made. No. And if you guys know me, if there's one thing that gets me emotional, it's good offensive line play and my children. Okay, so when my daughter stepped out there in her little Santa outfit with the little fuzz on her sleeve, and she actually was the only one on stage that started singing the song while she was dancing Aww. And feeling in the moment. Guys, if you're out there and you're driving around, and I know we've got some listeners, you got 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, whatever it may be, live it up, man, because I'm telling you, the only thing that saved my weekend was that beautiful little girl up on that stage dancing her heart out. So when you ask me how my weekend was, yes, it sucked at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Yes, both my teams got scrubbed. But in the end, my family was what rescued me. Absolutely loved it. It's a beautiful recital. Well done by everybody that was a part of that. I think it's the TLC Dance Studio, if I'm not mistaken. Just incredible in that moment. None of the football stuff mattered.
Did you get her flowers?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Not what only did I get her flowers,
yeah,
but my little boy, my 5-year-old, gave her the flowers after her performance and gave her a big hug. Not a dry eye in the family, ladies and gentlemen. Not a dry eye.
But that's obviously really cool. I meant to text you Saturday and ask how it went, but when I remembered the game had already started, and I was like, I'll leave him alone. The real question I have for you about the weekend is, are there any more Bretzels left?
No. Oh, they're cashed out. I would like to point to the rest of my family and act like I gave them out. Nope, ate them all. Ate them all.
Good
ate the whole
you.
Six-pack. Feel good about it. That's the only six-pack going down right now. For me, is the Bretzels that went down. So, yes, wake-up call coming up in 1 second. I just want to know how everybody's weekend was. Just tell me how your weekend was, man. How you feeling about those Dirty Birds?
I guarantee you'll get some more Bretzels this Friday. Well, coming up, like Mike mentioned, it is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We want to know how your weekend was, what was a bright spot, but we also need to know how you're feeling. It is a Falcons Monday, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.